Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Coming to us from somewhere around the country, no idea where, but they are coming to us live from somewhere. We have Just Janie here to talk about their latest track, Shot of Espresso. I think last time we talked was September last year, so there's lots to catch up on. Good morning to you. How are you?
Morena, it's lovely to be back.
I'm very happy to have you back. I think the last few times you've been on the show have been days I have been on vacation for whatever reason. It just seems like the planets weren't aligning.
But they have aligned. But I had a lovely conversation.
Yes,
with a lovely conversation
with Jack. I think would have been the person who spoke to you last.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And that would have been January, I think. So it's been a while.
Crazy. Yeah. It's been a while. How have you been finding this year, man?
Good. It's been full of exciting new projects, and it's just been super busy. I feel like it's flown by. I probably sound old saying that.
No, I agree. It definitely has flown by. I think in terms of all the years I've lived, it hasn't been the best year I've had, but there's been a lot of highlights. The highs have been pretty high. The highs have been pretty high.
That's good.
I gotta say. I saw on your Instagram you recently took your dog for a walk to go forage for cordial ingredients. Very very cottage core move of you. And I want to know, how is Daisy the dog getting on?
Oh my gosh, my mum is going to be so excited. Daisy is famous. She's famous on Instagram now. Daisy is great. She's a little farm dog. She comes around, roaring around in the tractors. And we went for a very cute little outing and made elderflower cordial.
That's so sweet, man. That's so sweet. Well, speaking of your mum, on Instagram, you also recently shared a ceramic cup that you made for your mum that had a duck in the bottom of it. And I want to know, like, how long have you been into pottery, and how hard was it to put that duck in the centre of the cup?
That was my first pottery workshop.
No,
and it was
way.
Actually... Yeah, and it was through an incredible place I worked with in Christchurch a few years back, Otatahi Creative Spaces. So I worked there for a few years. They are a non-profit organisation for mental health and wellbeing. We run art workshops for artists to come in, and we get to do really cool things with amazing people. So that was one of our guest workshops with a wonderful potter named Emma, and she is based in Otatahi as well. And she was just fantastic to work with. I got to reap the benefits of working this job, and I got to sit with everybody and make a little cup. So it was very, very cool.
Oh,
and it was a small enough project. I thought, this is perfect. Mum likes espresso. It's not a big cup. It's just a teeny tiny one.
Mm.
The duck inside the cup was really hard.
Yeah. Because you have to like somehow affix it to the cup after it's done, I assume?
No, during. So the clay is still wet, and everything wanted to move shape, and it was very hard not to kind of bump everything out of a line. So it's a very wonky, rustic kind of cup. Yeah.
I do love a good wonky, rustic cup. Well, you've clearly got chops in that department, so I hope you pursue that. But you've also got some postal talents, because you've kind of developed a mail postal based Patreon kind of merch thing going on that you call Snail Mail, where folks can get first access to music releases, behind the scenes stuff, an individual print, a sticker, and a letter. How did this idea come about?
I actually saw some amazing artists that I follow on social media doing the same thing. Mm. And the painters and graphic designers and a whole bunch of different mediums, really. And I thought, why are musicians not doing this as well? I'm sure they are. But in my circle, I was thinking, my mailbox is so boring. I get bills and sad mail.
Yeah, and newspaper you don't want.
Yeah, newspaper, and it always gets a bit damp because I never check the mailbox. So I was thinking, what is a cool way to get people excited, you know? I want gifts in my mailbox, and I really don't want them to be from myself. I don't want to have bought something online. So I would love to be able to share that with other people. And so I ended up hand printing some woodcut designs I'd made for this single release and sending them out to a bunch of amazing people. And it was really lovely to get that feedback when people got their mail and their little letter and their stickers. And it just made it feel so much more tactile and real. I think we're living in such an online age. And so kind of coming offline a little bit and popping mail in the mailbox was really fun. Putting it in the postbox and saying bye.
Yeah,
it was a really exciting way to release the single.
I was gonna say the people at the post office must be big fans.
I hope so. They should sign up for the snail mail too.
Now, the new track, as I mentioned before, is called Shot of Espresso. Before we get into talking about the lyrical content, are you a fan of espresso?
I am. I'm a fan of all coffee. If there's no coffee for the morning, the day is going to be very bad.
Do you think that's a problem?
Yeah, I'm addicted. I'm aware of my red flags. This is one of them.
That's good. I think it might be better to be energized and addicted than be kind of a bit of a, not a slob, that's not the right word. I don't drink coffee, and I feel like I feel like a bit of an octopus sometimes, just kind of like looming around the place, you know.
One of only few, probably.
Yeah.
Almost everyone drinks coffee.
One of the pure bloods.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, the name of this song, Shot of Espresso, is inspired by an Andrew Garfield quote when he was talking about his previous girlfriend of a time, Emma Stone, saying that she was a shot of espresso. She lit up his life. What about that quote sort of resonated with you so much to build a song out of it?
Well, it came from watching Spider-Man with an ex of mine. And I, for any listeners out there that love Marvel, please don't cancel me. But is it Marvel even? Spider-Man?
Well, that was that. Oh, God. Andrew Garfield was between Toby, what is it, whatever his name
Toby
is.
Tobey Maguire
and Tom Holland. So he was the Sony sort of copyright loophole Spider-Man.
Yeah, he was the middle guy. Yeah, it's controversial. Mm. But I hadn't really watched any of these types of movies. So I watched them with an ex of mine and they were his favorite movies. And afterwards, you know, my algorithm changed. I got a whole bunch of Spider-Man content as it does. Our phones are listening to us.
Yeah.
And an interview came up of Andrew Garfield talking about his co-star, Emma Stone. And she was a shot of espresso. And I think as that relationship, the personal relationship, came to an end, I started reflecting on that idea that I hadn't been that shot of espresso for that particular person and kind of dealing with that through a song. And I think it was really interesting releasing the song because I think it is probably the most raw and honest I have been in lyrics about my own personal life and not necessarily being afraid to say that I was also not the good guy. You know, both people in this became maybe a little bit ugly at the end of this relationship, and that's human nature. And I think exploring that idea of bringing out not the best things in each other.
Yeah, man, like on the chorus, actually I don't know what the proper song term is, but when I got sad, you said, when I got sad I got mean, you said I hurt you, but you hurt me, you said you'd come but you'd never leave, man. Those lines are brutal. Another brutal pair of lines. I've been painting pictures of what you did when you disappeared, colors bleeding across the pages, a visual act to try to heal. God damn. Yeah, that one really, I don't know, it got quite a lot of, it put a lot of imagery in my head of like, just like painting or something, and all the colours, there's no outlines, the structure is just destroyed because you're so distraught that like your colours and the art you're trying to create are reflecting that, which is, it's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to change the mood entirely, but of the Spider-Man films you did see, what one did you prefer? Because there was the one, the Andrew Garfield one where he's fighting the Green Goblin and the other one where he's fighting the lizard. What one did you prefer?
I preferred the first one.
Yeah, me too.
And I think that was probably because of the love story. I liked all that first, you know, that romance stuff, which then I guess is fitting with this song. I actually really love Andrew Garfield.
He's
so
cool.
I watch all his movies. So that did actually draw me to those particular Spider-Man movies rather than the others. The others, I'm sure, were fantastic as well, but Andrew Garfield might be my favourite.
No, very, very fair. And the second one, I think, is just so tragic. I'm not going to... I mean, if people haven't seen the second Andrew Garfield Spider-Man by now, what are you doing? But with the,
yeah, spoilers,
the passing, with the passing of a certain character, it is really,
absolutely,
really quite brutal. Now, I know you're a fan of Sylvia Plath. Was she a source of comfort when you were sort of going through all this emotional turbulence, I guess, in relation to the context of the song?
I don't know if Sylvia Plath would be a source of comfort.
Well, not a comfort, but like a grieving or mourning, at least, you know. You can kind of read her writing and be like, oh, you know.
Yeah, no, it's so interesting because I think Shot of Espresso is actually an earlier track than Sylvia. But Sylvia sort of, that book came just after, I read Ariel after this, and I think that just progressed my feelings further and allowed me to explore ideas of grief and sadness and mental health in my writing. And also feel like it's bad to probably say that you relate to someone like Sylvia Plath because of what happened, but I think she is relatable. I think the things she went through are universal, and unfortunately during the time that she was alive, they were not picked up on, and you know, the people around her, society failed her. So, you know, now I realize we are very, very lucky in today's world to be supported and have the systems in place that we do. So, yeah, it kind of, I mean, all of these songs bleed into one another in a way. But, yeah.
Is this...
I don't know if that answered it.
No. That's fine. Is this new track from a new project? Can we expect to see a much more vulnerable side of Just Janie down the line?
It's not from an upcoming project, but you can expect more vulnerability is how I would answer that. This is the last song before I start what I'm calling album phase. So next February, I am going to be releasing my first single off my debut album, Mythology of the Girls. And yeah, it's going to be a very exciting year. Lots of shows, lots of new music, hopefully some vinyl. Yeah. It's all happening.
Oh, sick. That's so exciting. Well, do you have any upcoming shows in Te Waipounamu you'd like to plug?
I don't have any shows your way, but I am going to Hawke's Bay on Thursday.
Oh, with Sig Wilder?
Festival. Yeah, with Sig Wilder and our amazing band. He's the best. So I'm very excited to go up north and do a couple of shows up there, and then back in central Otago, and in the new year there'll be shows definitely in Otapote and Ototahi and everywhere that I can go.
Man, that's super exciting. I just have one last quick question. I've been asking all my guests this. Do you got any New Year's plans?
You know what? I don't, but I have good reason. I'm working, and I've taken one
New
for
Year's
the team
Eve?
Well, not on New Year's Eve, but I'm actually doing the hay bale season in Central Otago. I'm contracting, driving tractors. And my younger brother and his partner are going to have plans, and so I've decided that I'll stay and help my folks. I might get away for the one night. I might go up to see some friends and my partner Andrew in Christchurch, but otherwise I'll be slaving away, working hard.
Wow.
And I'll have Daisy in the tractor with me.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well, say hi to Daisy from me when you see her next. Thank you so much for coming on the program. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
A pleasure having you on, as always. Do you have any final thoughts, words, considerations for our lovely listeners?
Oh, just be groovy. Enjoy the Christmas season.
Amen to that, man. Amen to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care, man. All right, folks, that was Just Janie. We're talking to her about her new track, Shot of Espresso, which we're going to play for you very, very shortly. You are indeed listening to The One. We'll talk about the bowling club at 10:50. No doubt you'll see me before then. Here's Just Janie with Shot of Espresso. Let's go.
Lots of stories I've been watching things unfold. I've been trying to finish one book. I've been trying, I've tried.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.